When we listen to our Lord's words in the gospel today about the anxiety that so many people deal with, and we look at our society, a very wealthy society, a very materialistic society, we have way, way, way more of everything than what we need, and we are so filled with anxiety that we're not going to have enough, that we're going to lose what we have, that somehow something bad is going to happen to us. Like, isn't it interesting? People who have nothing, they don't usually have that problem. We think about just the stereotypical example that has been used over the years. When there is someone who is very wealthy, who has massive closets filled with clothes, and they see a poor person, say, oh, I couldn't give them any of my clothes. I need all these. And yet, if there is a poor person who owns two shirts, they will look at the other one and say, well, I have two. I don't need two. You can have one of them. The person with 100 shirts couldn't possibly do away with one of them because they need them all. After all, this shirt matches that those pants, and this one goes with these, and I have to have them. But the person with nothing, they're willing to give up the little bit that they have to somebody else. So we look at that and think, there's a disconnect here. You would think that we who have loads of stuff should be walking on Easy Street. There shouldn't be any problem, any concern. Why would there be? That's not us. But you look at the people who have nothing. They don't worry about it. Maybe where the problem is that we have put our trust in the money. We have put our trust in the material things. We have put our trust in ourselves. The people who have nothing, maybe they've had to learn to put their trust in God. And they trust that He will take care of them. And He does. I could tell you story after story after story of people who are quite elevated in the spiritual life. They have no idea where anything is going to come from, nor do they care. They're not worried about it at all. Where's the money going to come from to make your house payment? I don't know, God will provide. Where are you going to get food? God will take care of it. And He does. Provides them with the work that they need to be able to bring in the income so that they can make it for what they need. And it will always be just enough. He doesn't fill up their bank account. If He does give them more than they need, it's because something is going to happen where they're going to need that money. And it's going to be down to zero. They don't know what it's going to be. Maybe their car will break down. Maybe they'll wind up in the hospital, whatever it is. And by golly, if the bill isn't just about 2 pennies less than what they suddenly had in their bank account that they normally don't have there. They just learn to trust. They're not worried about it all. Because they're seeking first the kingdom of God and His way of righteousness. Everything else is provided. These people don't live in anxiety. These people don't have high blood pressure from all the worry. Because they just trust in God. So maybe that's something all of us have to look at. Where is my trust? I can give an awful lot of lip service to God, but do I really trust Him? Or do I trust more in my money? Do I trust more in my material possessions? Do I trust more in other people? Or whatever it might be. Worst of all, do I trust myself? dumbest thing that any of us have ever done, and yet we keep doing it. As I've said for years, think about the one person who has let you down more than anyone on the face of the earth. And isn't it amazing that you trust that person more than anyone else on the face of the earth? And that person is you. Why? We wouldn't trust anyone else if they let us down that many times. We would have zero trust in them. And yet the trust we have in ourselves, oh my heavens, it's immense. Total human foolishness. Complete and total stupidity. We trust ourselves, but we don't trust God. And then we wonder why we've got all the problems that we do. Seek first the kingdom of God, his way of righteousness. Trust him, and he will take care of everything.